Yo, what up? It is another exciting episode of Funny Stories with Ocean Glide Beyond. I'm excited about my next guest. She is a very, very talented actress. She's actually on a show that we are now in negotiations with Netflix for. I can say that, I guess. Yeah. But I've already said it then. For my show, North Englewood General, she plays one of the receptionists at the front desk of this ghetto hospital. She's a very, very talented actress, very, very talented comedian, writer. Put your hands together for Mary, y'all. If there was an imaginary hand.
Wow. Thank you. What an introduction. Holy shit. Now my inner voice is like, now you have to live up to all of that. Shit.
I got it.
I know.
Yeah. You got to, you know, say who's in the building.
Yeah.
Now, how do you say your last name? Because I didn't want to mess that up.
Basmajian.
See, I would have been like, So listen, did you ever, when you were growing up, because this is, all right, so my real name is Osayan.
Okay,
so my real name is Osayan Galapion.
Okay.
So did this ever happen to you where you would be in school, right? And the teacher would just be doing regular names like Ted Smith and hands up. And then when they get to your name, it was like they would just pause and just look. And you could just see them trying to read and see if they can get the pronunciation right. You would just put your hand up like, it's just me. It's me. But you don't have to.
You know what? I experienced that more in the comedy world when the host is about to, they're having a heart attack. But I was lucky. I was raised in L.A. where the Armenian population is amazing.
Right.
The teacher was Armenian, so she knew how to pronounce it. Okay,
yeah, right.
But when I entered the comedy world, the host just hated my last name.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm cool with it. Yeah. I say it, and I even let him know. I'm like, just say Mary B and get it over.
Right. People still are like, it's hard for people, even like hosts, to say my last name, and I'm like, it's Glapion. Like, it's not like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just Glapion, and they get up there and they go. What they try to do is they try to yell over the Glapion. They'd be like, "So the next comedian is Ocean Glapion." Yeah. You'd be like, "Yo,
what the hell?"
Yeah, just trying to yell over the last name, which is fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think your last name is very fancy.
Thank you.
You know, it's Glapion.
Glapion.
You
know?
Yeah. Just
tell me
to say it like that, and I'll remember it.
That's funny. Like, I tried. Like, when I first started doing comedy, I used Osayan, but yo, it was just too much. And so I was like, my agent at the time was like, yo, I think you might need to change your name. And I was like, yeah, well, everybody in school used to call me Ocean was short. And then I just wrote, he was like, perfect.
Yeah,
that's
a really good name.
So I was like, all right, Ocean. And then now it's been so long since I've used Osayan that when people call me that, I'm like, who are you talking about? How did you even know my name?
So your family says Ocean too?
The only person that doesn't say Ocean is my mom. She refuses.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not, there's
well,
no.
Well, she's your mom. You know, she can call you whatever she wants.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she gets around people and she'd be like, Mr. Ocean.
Yeah, what?
Because she took pride in naming me.
Yeah.
Right? So she's like, yo.
She's hurt.
Like, Osayan is such a beautiful name. And I'm like, yeah, but your name is Barbara.
That's not coming.
Yeah, like,
I did not see that coming.
You didn't grow up with what me and my brothers had to grow up with. Okan, Osayan, Oronde.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, those are some real Okan, Abena, Glapion, Osayan, Abeyomi, Glapion.
Have you written about this? You've written about this.
No, I refuse.
That shit is hilarious, though.
And actually, it's Osayan Ayeturo is my middle name, Glapion. And my younger brother is Oronde Abeyomi Glapion. Like, why would you do that to your kids?
Wow. Dude, yeah. Why would you do that?
To your kids, man. Like, all these parents
long.
That be naming these kids, like, Apple and shit. Like, why?
I don't know. They're ruining their children's lives.
Taylor. I was like, yo. First, I wanted his name to be Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
When I couldn't get Jaden, I got Taylor.
Okay. Okay, I like Taylor.
I like Taylor too. I couldn't even imagine him anything else.
Yeah, he is a Taylor.
He's a Taylor. Yeah. So how did you start in comedy? Is that what you always wanted to do?
I would always tell stories at parties, like shit that would happen to me on the bus, things like that. And then I realized like people gravitate and they pay attention. And then I went to the Ice House because I live in Pasadena, right up the street from the Ice House. And I saw a little flyer thingy on there to take a class at stand-up comedy. And I went and I took it. And since then, that was about 8 years ago.
Was the class a good class?
No, it was. It was. It was. It's Bobby Oliver's stand-up academy.
Yo, she used to do it a lot. Like, yeah,
she still does.
She does, she?
Own, yeah, she has her own studio on Western. It's called Dow Comedy. T-A-O,
Tao. Dang. Yeah. Like, it was easy. So, because I took a comedy class, too, but I took Judy Carter. Mm-hmm. Did Bobby teach her class?
No. Bobby has her own class.
No, but I'm saying, did Bobby teach her, Bobby teaches you how to do comedy class? Because Judy Carter didn't teach her class. She had somebody else teach it.
Oh, no. Yeah, Bobby taught her own class. Yeah.
I was so mad.
Oh, man.
Have you ever heard of the Comedy Bible?
Yes, I have it.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah, they had a Comedy Bible. She used to have a book before that.
Okay.
And that's how I learned how to do comedy. So when I figured out and found out she had a class, I was like, yo, I'm going to take the class.
Yeah.
I get in there, and she comes the first day. She's like, hey, Judy Curry, appreciate you guys spending $5,000 on my class. No, I'm just saying. Okay. It was like... Yeah, it was like $400 or something like that. But it was like, so I'm going to have this lady teach it, and I will see you guys at the end at the improv.
Oh, no.
I was so mad. See, that's like, I even got in the class because it's so funny. Like, I thought, like, at the end of this class, or what, not I thought, but at the end of the class, you would get a showcase at the improv. And I thought, okay, the managers would see me. I'm going to be able to do this. That ain't how that shit work.
No.
If I tell anybody if wants to take comedy classes, just go learn and it just gets you on stage. But don't act like you're going to get like in some comedy club off of classes.
Yes. And actually one of the first things Bobby said, it was her first day of class. And she's like, listen, if you came here because you think you're going to be a famous comedian making money, then your chances of winning the lottery is higher. Go buy a lottery ticket. Like, she was straightforward with it. And, you know, that's how... But I mean, it was Judy, so you thought it was like hella big. She's gonna have people there. I would have assumed the same, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
Well, see, like the thing is she didn't have anybody, but somebody happened to be in the audience, which was Martin Lawrence's manager at the time.
Nice.
And he was like, "Yo, you were funny. Come, Martin is gonna be at the Laugh Factory on Sunday. Why don't you come and open up?"
That's dope.
And I went and opened up for Martin. I never talked to him or anything. Like, he didn't show up until it was him going on stage. But I got the experience of not even being in comedy that long. And I probably had like 7-8 minutes.
Because the showcase was at the improv. And, you know, improv people hang out there. If it was improv or comedy store, somebody is bound to see you.
Yeah.
And no shade to Flappers or Ice House. It's just, that's just the way it is. You know what? I love Flappers. I produced the show over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not going to have Dave Chappelle drop in at Flappers.
No, because it's in Burbank. You got to drive to fucking Burbank.
Hey, at least their parking is good.
Their parking is great. Their parking is great. But you're driving to Burbank or Pasadena in the Ice House, which is... When I shoot my special, I'm shooting that bitch at the Ice House.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh.
And it gets full in like a weird way because it's a small room, but it fits a lot of people.
And the acoustics in there is dope.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and people are like, yo, if you film at the Ice House, you're cheating. I'm like, well, I'm going to cheat because way it's set up.
It's nice. It's still good. It's a legendary place.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I'm actually... Martin Short got his start there, and I'm going to go see him on the 24th in the desert at Agua.
Oh, really?
He's doing Martin Short and Steve Martin.
They're doing stand-up again.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I think I might want to roll with you on that. I'm down to go with that. All right. Well, again, the name of this podcast is called Funny Stories with Ocean. What I like to do is I like to give the guests opportunity to go first, or I go first. So you could tell a story first, or I could tell a story first. You tell me which one you want to do.
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead and go first.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little prelude to this story. My mother was convicted.
Okay.
And so she had to turn herself in December of 2007, but she didn't. She went on the run because
that. Wait, can you say what she was convicted of?
I mean, if you ask her, she's innocent. Okay.
She's innocent of all charges, yes. Like most criminals. Yes.
It was, it was fraud.
Okay.
You know, we're Armenian. I don't know if you caught that. Now, I'm not trying to do a, you know, Armenians get so mad. Like, Mary, you painted us with one brush. Well, shit, that's what you guys do. I'm like, I've experienced this in my life, you know? But it was medical fraud.
Okay.
Yeah. And she went on a run. Her friend gave me the keys to her apartment, which I had never been to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's like, yo, go check this out. Your mom might be there. She might not. You know, she dropped off the keys. So I go and I'm looking on the mailboxes to find her last name, which is Alibalian. It's different than mine.
Okay.
So I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, Mary Basmajian, she had an apartment in my name.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. This apartment was in my name, bro. I had no fucking idea. Okay? I was 20 years old, okay? Like, and I walk in, I see all these like letters, like envelopes on the table, Mary Basmajian, phone account, Mary Basmajian, like different shit. So she used my name.
Right.
Okay, I guess.
You should have known once it was fraud anyway that's a minor possibility.
Right? I should have known. And so I was like, fuck it. You know, I don't care if she's gone. She was on the run. I was like, I got this apartment for another 2 weeks. So I'll stay here.
Right.
Okay. You know, whatever. So I sleep there. Didn't have any pajamas. So I was, you know, in my top and underwear, just sleeping, chilling. About 4:30 in the morning, I hear this loud banging. And I'm like barely half asleep, and then they just break the door. It was the U.S. Marshals.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was the U.S. Marshals. Actually, excuse me. Why did I... No, they didn't break it. They kept banging like it was about to break. I had to go open it, and I was like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I mean, I kind of should have figured
it, right,
something
right.
might have gone. And then I open it. And the guy, like, it's like 4 U.S. Marshals standing there with their, like, crazy vests and shit. And I'm in my fucking underwear. And, well, they were good looking.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm like, fuck, like, I mean, I always wanted to have, like, a train ran on me, but not like this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
But I'm kidding about that. But
no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh my god.
We can arrange this off podcast. We can get it popping. But go ahead.
Oh my god. But, so like I was like, oh shit, they were like, okay, we're looking for your mom, da 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 da. And I'm like, look, she's not here. I just had the key. They don't believe me. Unfortunately I had a big ass bag of weed next to the counter. A big ass bag, like I wanna say maybe a pound. Okay, and they made me like flush that shit, and they took like they were like, we're not here for you, we don't give a fuck about you, but you need to flush this, we're not leaving. And then on top of that shit, they found her fucking bullets in a gun case, but no gun, which I had no idea my mom even knew how to carry a gun.
Oh, okay, shit.
So I was like discovering all this in the moment, and I'm in my underwear,
right?
I don't want to be
thinking
here
about
right
orgies.
My God. And it was just, it was terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did it end? What did they say to you? They just walked out and they were like, good night, and shut the door?
No.
Like,
they were like, you know what? Because they found the gun. So now that was another charge that was going to be on her because she's on the run potentially with the gun. That's like something else that got added to it. And they're like, you know, we're going to be basically keeping an eye on you if you know where she is or whatever. Da 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 da. Like, they lectured me and they left. And they were like, you can't, like, you know, just watch your back, basically. They're kind of like thugs.
Yo, yeah.
They're very intimidating. Because
they can shoot motherfuckers in, yes, and nothing happens.
Yes, and they had the vest. They had their bulletproof vest. I'm like, bitch, I don't have a gun, though. Like, you know, some crazy shit.
Okay, so now your mom, how did you get back in touch with her? Was it on some, like, call you on a phone call? She's standing on the corner, like, looking at the apartment. Like, how did you even finish? Have you talked to her since? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yes. I got a call from, like, a weird number. I answered. It was this weird man. And he was like, yo, your mom is cool, da da da, she's doing okay. This was like, I don't know, weeks after that break. And then she told me where she was. She told me she had a bench warrant. It wasn't like a, and I didn't know the difference between a bench warrant and a regular fucking warrant. So I went.
A bench warrant don't have no marshals on it.
Right? Right. But I mean, I'm 20. Like, right, how right. am I supposed to know that shit? Right. And so I, you know, where she was staying at, she didn't have food or nothing. So I would take her food. I would, you know, take her stuff.
Scared that the handsome marshals weren't going to follow you?
So listen, she and that guy that was, like, helping her out, they were like, they're very, I want to say, manipulative, okay? They have a language of their own, these people. Okay. And like, I'm a 20-year-old naive kid. Right. And you know, they're like, here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They made up like a beautiful story. And I was like, oh, you're right. That makes total sense.
Right, right.
My mom would just be like, you know, just look in your rearview mirror every now and then just in case. And I'm like, well, why? And she'd be like, oh, you know, I made a couple people mad or whatever. And I was like, okay, so that was the only thing that I would be looking out for. But, you know, then she got caught because I took shit from her apartment and took it to where she was, not knowing that she has a full-on warrant on her. I'm thinking she just can't drive. And as we're moving everything, and me and my friends, the fucking U.S., and they were in undercover, you know, comes out, he's like, yo, you need to come see me. And my mom was already in the backseat. It was like, because she was moving stuff, too. She was in and out of that new house that she was at, and she shouldn't have been. I mean, she should have, because that's the law.
What did they say to you? They were like,
oh, they were gonna take me too. They were like, gonna take, aiding, yeah, you're aiding and abetting a fugitive. And I didn't know that though. And my mom had to like speak to her lawyer and like tell him like she legit didn't know. It's on me. Like she didn't want me to do any time. I will say I'm grateful for that. but you know.
Because your mom could have easily been like, oh yeah, she know. Can
she,
I get like...
She did the whole thing. She planned the whole thing. It was her idea to do fun. Right. You know?
Because you know, the police, they just be wanting somebody. They be like, yo, yeah. I'll take 10 years off your sentence if you just give us your daughter. She the real one. And your right? mom... Your mom
could've been... dumbass, as my mom is in the handcuffs in the back seat, my stupid ass, I don't know why, the guy goes, okay, well, you know, you did something wrong, but whatever, they're about to go. I was like, okay. He's like, do you have any questions? Why my dumbass goes, yeah, how did you find out? He's like, you should not be asking that question. I was just curious.
Right.
Like, where were they following us? Like, I was always looking, but, you know,
no. No, they know. They figured that shit out.
I mean, we rented a fucking U-Haul.
Right, right.
So, with the number on top, I'm assuming.
Whatever you put in your computer, yeah. they're just... All of that shit.
That was 11 years ago.
So yeah. She did time.
She did time.
And she's out.
She did. She was supposed to do only like 16 months, you know, but she fucking ran and she had to do like 4 years.
Oh, she could have just said 16 months.
I'm telling you. She was just so scared. They're going to lock her up and throw away the key. I don't know why she was thinking that, but.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
All right. So yes. I have a similar story in the same sort of genre. I'm not sure if it wasn't, I don't even know if I should be telling this story, but I'm not going to say the name of the place I worked at,
okay,
or anything like that.
Okay.
And I'm not even saying it's me. I'm just going to use me as just a funny story.
Okay.
But that's what...
It's a hypothetical?
It's a hypothetical real life story. Oh, okay. So a hypothetical real life story. So I used to work at this check cashing place. You know how you do like, you know, like you, they'll give you payday loans, mm-hmm, and things early, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? Yes. So I go, okay. So I was working there for a while. Now, you keep all of this money in the store, and the managers are supposed to take money either every 2 days to the bank, but it never supposed to go past like 5 days. Or I don't remember exactly because it was so long ago, mm-hmm, right? So my manager at the time was a friend of mine. She hired me and I started doing well and like doing these payday loans and everything else. And the better I got at it, the more lazy she got. Mm-hmm. So she didn't never want to be at work. Mm-hmm. So she would just be like, yo, Ocean...
Take care of it.
Take care of If they call in, if the bosses are calling, call me and I'll be down here. But I'm going to fucking spas and everything else. Yeah. She's just never in the store. And I was just running this shit, right? So as I'm running it, I'm learning everything. And I'm just learning on how we are getting all this money in the safe. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, fuck this. It's about like... I said, man, I can go up to like 5 days. I think I can get like 10 grand in the safe. And I can, what I'll do is I'll tell my boy about it. Mm-hmm. And I'll make it look like he robbed me. And I'll give him a certain percentage of the money.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Okay. So, we plan this shit out hypothetically, right? We got like 10 grand. It's like on the fifth day that we're supposed to return it. I think it's the sixth day or whatever. So I'm like, today I tell her, like, we plan this whole shit. And I tell my manager, I'm like, look, you got to stay or something like that. Where she was like, she came in and she seen all the money. And she was like, yo, like, this is way too much. You got to go and take this shit to the bank.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, cool. I call my boy up real quick. That's what happened. I called him up real quick. I'm like, yo, we got to do this shit today. Whatever. So what we planned was for me to use her car, which I did, drive on the side street, and I would get robbed. So basically, he would bust the window out of the, like, I would say, like, I was, somebody crossed the street, and I went to stop, and when I went to stop, somebody busted out the window and fucking robbed me. Like, so they had been watching.
Okay.
The plan went perfect.
Oh, good.
Okay, now, so it's going perfect. We'll do this, drive on the side of the street. My boy, he get out of his car, he got his gloves on, he ready, there ain't nobody on the side street, it's okay, all good. Everything is gonna happen. So I'm like, all right, so he was supposed to like just have some shit, I forget what he was supposed to have, but this motherfucker brought a hammer, all right? So he brings a hammer, right? And he goes, he's like, all right. So I'm like, you got a fucking hammer? Like, he's like, yeah, this is all I really had. And he was like, quick, we didn't really play. I'm like, all right, look. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, just hit me, but don't fucking kill me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just hit me, right? Oh. Everything is the perfection. He busts out the window. Bash. All right? So he's in the window. Like, he kind of like took in the window. He like, you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. He like, you ready? I'm like, yeah, let's do this shit, right? It's like for like 10 grand, right? This motherfucker hit me so... His adrenaline was rushing. This motherfucker hit me so hard.
Oh, my God.
It knocked me the fuck out, and I was bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And I was knocked out for like 20... I don't know how long to where... Because he had to take the money and go. So I'm on this side street. Nobody is around. Whatever.
Cops caught our prop calls.
No, somebody saw me like passed out bleeding. Like my, I couldn't fucking. He hit me that fucking.
He hit you with the hammer.
He hit me with the hammer.
Why didn't you just punch your face?
We was fucking like 21, 20. We were just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like we didn't really. I mean, you know, we watched some movies and shit. Like, it wasn't no real, like we didn't have no real planning and shit. Yeah. The shit, when you planning a heist, the shit all makes sense in your head.
Yeah.
Like, but here's the thing, nothing ever goes as planned.
No, of course not.
Nothing. So, it's like, I'm just fucking, he's like, you ready? And I'm like, yes. Bam! This motherfucker hit me so fucking hard.
Oh my God. So what happened?
I just woke up in the hospital.
You woke up. And the car was towed.
Well, I mean, they figured out everything. Like, they figured out that it belonged to the manager. Okay. Like, they figured out that... I mean, when I woke up, they asked me what happened.
Right.
And I was just like, I got robbed.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's... Maybe in a way, this was good. Because you really came out innocent.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, right.
So
well,
you end up keeping them.
Oh, yeah. But okay. He was just so hurt, and he was so, like, distraught that the fact that he hit me that hard. Oh, and he was like, my adrenaline was rushing. He was like, you know, he never did no shit like this. And yeah, especially, like, he did that. He's like, yo, I could have killed you for, like, his cut was, like, maybe $2,000, $2,500. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I got a scar on my head to this day.
Oh my god, it was
from him smashing my brains in for this little bit of money. And here's the thing, they fired both of us.
The manager and you.
They fired both of us. They were like, yo, you guys were supposed to take this money. Yeah. You guys were supposed to.
It was on her though. Why you?
It didn't matter.
That's fucked up. They should have fired her because she was the manager.
But they're like, you're the assistant manager, so if she's not doing it, you're supposed to be doing it. They was just gonna figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And they were like,
fuck it, you know, I'll just take my $8,000 and bounce. I'm good.
I'll take my $8,000 and bounce and have no idea what the fuck I did with my $8,000 or whatever thing and have Alzheimer's later in life. You know what I'm saying? For this motherfucker smashing me on the top of my head.
That is crazy.
It was so crazy. But I think I don't know.
What was the original plan that he was supposed to have in his head?
He was just supposed to do like you said. Sock me or punch me. Yeah. And he was just like, this is look. He brought the hammer. That's what it was. He brought the hammer
to break the window.
Break
the window and punch, bro. Like, what?
Right. Break the window and punch.
I mean, I even know this.
But he was like, I'm in between the. And then the car was small. So he was like, I'm in between the window. I can't really gonna get socked. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I'll just lightly tap you on the. And likely knock you the fuck out.
Oh my god!
Straight up knock me the fuck out. I was down for like, I had stitches and shit. But I'm glad.
Hypothetically.
I'm glad somebody hypothetically walked past and hypothetically seen my ass laid the fuck out.
That's funny.
It's so crazy.
I'm glad you're not seriously.
Yeah. But I can't. To this day, I really can't. Like, people be like, my brothers and shit be trying to tell me stories, and I can't remember none of that shit. They be like, you remember this girl you messed with, the bad one? And I be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
Really, I know.
So it kind of fucked with your memory.
Like, I think it might have because I'm.
So, like, the amount could have been like 20,000 and you remembering 10,000.
No. I remember it was like 10,000. No.
I was hoping.
No, it was like 10,000. I just don't remember how much I gave him.
Right.
I know I didn't split half.
No.
But he could have, here's the thing, he could have easily fucked me and took all the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He felt bad.
No, yeah, he was my boy. He was like my brother. So it was like.
That's funny.
All right, well, it's been another great, great episode. I'm glad you guys are enjoying these and wanting to hear more. Tell everybody where they can find you and where they can see you and your social media and all that good shit.
Thank you. Instagram, I'm MaryB626. That's MaryB as in boy, 626.
What's the 626? Oh, the Pasadena. Absolutely.
On Facebook, Funny Armenian Girl. Twitter, just Mary Basmajian, if you could figure out how to spell that.
Good luck.
Next time I'm performing on Tuesday at the Skip Town Playhouse. I think that's what it's called. I'm usually at Flappers and Ice House, sometimes Comedy Store if they let me in.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. They let you in. Well, this has been great. Thank you for your funny story and thank you for doing this podcast and coming over.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you came over to the house. Let me let this be a lesson to everybody that comes to the house. She bought a bottle of wine. For me, she was like, that's a real Armenian way. Culture, I love the culture. She's like, this is my first time to your house. I have to bring you a bottle of wine. So is that every time you, like, first time?
Yeah.
What about the second time? They on their own.
Well, you know. Maybe I'll put a pastries or something.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.